Jay stared down at the floor, clenching and unclenching his hands. He knew what he wanted to do, but this was the most important decision he'd ever make. He couldn't afford to be wrong.
I don't suppose you've had some kind of vision, he said to Satil. Something telling us what we should do?
The Force has not shown me what will happen, Satil admitted. The future is always in motion.
Could have just lied, Tefeth mumbled.
Trust your heart, Satil told him.
Not a very Jedi thing to say, Jace said.
You're not a Jedi,
she reminded him. The Supreme Commander took a deep breath, then slowly let it out. He'd been fighting the Sith for 40 years, fighting for the Republic, fighting for the men and women who went into battle beside him, fighting for the future of the entire galaxy. But now that he knew he had a son, he had something else worth fighting for. Theron was counting on him, and he wasn't going to let him down.
I'll send the fleet, he said. Now get out of my apartment so I can change. I need to be on my flagship within the hour or we won't get there in time.
You leading the fleet?
Tefeth asked, clearly surprised.
If Darth Kara doesn't show, then Chancellor Suresh is going to demand my resignation for botching this mission anyway. Might as well go out in a blaze of glory.
I'm coming too, Satil declared.
Forget it, Jace replied. We're not risking both the Supreme Commander and the Grand Master of the Jedi Order on the same mission.
We serve the Republic, she reminded him. And this mission is critical to the war effort. If there's even a chance I could help, I need to be there. And the Order is strong enough to survive my loss if something happens, she assured him. Just as the military can survive yours.
Good luck,
Tefeth said.
You're coming too,
Jace told her.
What? Why us?
I'm risking everything on your story, but I'm still the Supreme Commander of the Republic military. I still have responsibilities. If it turns out you're actually an Imperial spy setting us up, letting you go would make things even worse. So I'm not letting you out of my sight until all this is over, just in case.
Theron better mess up the spear real good,
Tefeth grumbled.
Don't wanna get blown to bits.
You're not the only one,
Jace agreed.